From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. President Trump and his Republican supporters in Congress are celebrating the passage of a U.S. tax overhaul. It's the first major legislative victory of Trump's presidency. The bill permanently cuts corporate taxes, temporarily cuts taxes paid by American wage and salary earners, and increases the U.S. national debt by at least $1 trillion over a decade. Democrats slammed the legislation as mortgaging America's future at home and abroad in order to pad the pockets of the wealthy. But Republicans argued that tax cuts will rev up the economy and make American businesses more competitive at home and abroad. The United Nations Special Human Rights Envoy to Myanmar says the government is barring her from visiting the country to assess the situation in the East Asian nation. The announcement Wednesday by Special Envoy Yang Hee Lee coincides with Myanmar's military disclosing the discovery of 10 bodies in a mass grave in northwestern Rakhine State, where more than 600,000 Rohingya Muslims called home before they were forced to flee to neighboring Bangladesh to escape a brutal military offensive. The grave was discovered Monday in the village of In Din. The army says it's conducting an investigation. The South Korean-born Lee said she's puzzled and disappointed by the government's decision, which she says gives a strong indication that there must be something terribly awful happening in Rakhine. Roman Catholic Cardinal Bernard Law, forced to resign in 2002 as Archbishop of Boston over a sex abuse scandal, has died. He died early Wednesday in Rome. He was 86. This is VOA News. Hundreds